5-3 the score. Elk Island leading after the opening 20. And they've got the puck in the offensive zone now. Kabelka plays it to the slot area. Knocked away there by Shedden. Shedden coming up the ice. At center has the puck knocked away, but it goes right to Dixon. Emmett Dixon, one already in this game. Cutting to the middle, takes the shot. That one stopped and held on to by Wilson. Big time stop there. Again, a wild first period with 8 total goals. Elk Island getting the first 4. Vegreville trying to battle back. They got 3 of the last 4. And trail 5-3. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Country 106 for our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. Brought to you in part by J&S Moving, locally owned and operated out of Vegreville, and they'll have make your next move stress-free. Long shot in by Sobko, gobbled up by Zaharkiw. With over 35 years of experience in the moving industry, J&S Moving will get you, your family, and your items where they need to be. Another faceoff to come here in the Wrangler zone. Zaharkiw making a nice save there on Mary Sobko, and she's had quite the start to this game. Pair of goals in that first period. Now one sent down low, and Sobko's on it. Tries to dish one out front for Poirier. Nobody can get a full stick on this one. Poirier from down low. They play it back out in front. Turning is Calder, lets the shot go, and that one just goes wide. Again, pass to the point. Cossey lets the shot go, that one wide. Calder meeting it on the far side. Sends a pass to the front, but it's broken up. Played around the boards here by the Wranglers, and it will come out of the zone. Now a race to the puck as it rolls into Elk Island territory. That one taken by Cossey and sent back up the ice. At center. So I'm going to be dumped into the zone here by the Wranglers. Now following it up, Yakimik. Yakimik trying to get to the slot area. Can't get the shot off. Into the corner, has the puck stripped by Calder. Calder on the far side. Nice pass to the middle for Sobko. Sobko with speed, or getting away from the defender, but not having enough on that shot there. It's going to go wide and around the boards. Battle here at the blue line. Wranglers do break through. Bit of a two-on-one if they can hurry. Moving and taking the shot and going just wide. It's a good chance there for Alexander Weeb. Now a mess along the boards as both teams dig for it. Coming free is Cossey. Cossey trying to complete the turn and get in over the line, only to have the puck knocked away. Along the sideboards, both teams dealing with it again. Going to be sent into the far side corner. Lugosz grabs it, gets a shot off. That one's going to go through the blue to the near side. And it's played to the point. Not out. Cossey keeps it alive, and a shot goes wide. Kabelka along the sideboards. Now tries to move with this one. Instead, it's coughed up. And Thiessen coming up the ice to Yakimik. Yakimik with a shot from a sharp angle. That one stopped. Back up the ice the other way. Calder got a step on the defender. Calder coming in, shoots, scores! 4-12 into the second period. And another partial breakaway turns into a goal. Nice job there by Jackson Calder. Picks the corner and puts it right there. Fan section from Elk Island showing their support. They travel well. And we'll get another faceoff here at center ice. Pushed over the line, but offside here against Vegreville, so bring that one back. Well, they set up this face-off. We can take a look at Jackson Calder's numbers. And we'll know that that goal was number 3 on the season for Jackson. And it puts Elk Island up by 3. About a quarter of the way through period number 2. Now Kabelka going to dump that one back in. Now Thiessen in a battle with Lugosch along the boards. Shot around to the other side. King keeps it in. Over to Purdy. Purdy comes in, lets the shot go, and that one's stopped by Zaharkiw. Another solid save from Zaharkiw. 15:03 left to go here in the second period. Face off in the Wrangler zone. Off the draw, Sanko puts it right to the front of the net, but that'll get through. And into the corner, Kalita. Coughs up the puck here, and the Wranglers trying to get this one out of the zone, but again caught up to by Sanko. Dishes off to Kalita. Kalita can't move it as they're falling. And the loose puck corralled by the Wranglers. They got it as far as the blue line, stopped there. And again, big blast from Purdy, kicked aside by Zaharkiw. Wranglers trying to clear the zone once again, now finding themselves down by 3. You gotta find a way to get some offensive spark, and that starts with a good clear out and a good rush down the ice. But as for right now, puck hemmed into the zone thanks to some good offensive pressure by Elk Island. Now coming in, taking the shot. That one's going to go just wide of the net, but meeting it on the other side is Purdy. Purdy lets the shot go, forcing another save made by Zaharkiw. Another pass to the front of the net and just out of the reach. And again, a clearing attempt here, stopped by Sobko. But this time, Sobko's trip to the puck, and now racing up the ice with it is Thiessen. Stoned at center, but following the play and carrying the puck up over the line is Austin Pelly. Lets his shot go, scooped off the ice with a nice glove save by Wilson. Our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast brought to you in part by Volton Electric. Get that spark in your life with Volton Electric. They specialize in residential and commercial services, including trenching for underground installation and farm wiring and aeration. Visit Volton Electric. 13:15 to go in the second period of what is a 6-3 hockey game. Off the draw, Wranglers trying to work one to the front where they can get a clean shot off. Weeb knocked down, and that loose puck swept out of the zone here. Racing back to get it is Lugosch. Comes in, takes the shot, and puts one just wide. On the other side, bodies collide, and the puck is forced down the ice. Both teams digging for it in the corner. Under 13 minutes left now. Puck played out to neutral ice. And now all the way down the ice. Enough so that it will be an icing here against Elk Island. And once again, we can thank our title sponsor in Dairy Queen. The Oreo Hot Cocoa Blizzard is available at Vegreville Dairy Queen. Enjoy Oreo cookie pieces, cocoa fudge, and choco chunks, blended with DQ's famous vanilla soft serve to blizzard perfection and garnished with a whipped topping. Don't forget, at the end of the game, we'll pick one of the Wranglers as our DQ player of the game, and they will win themselves a free medium blizzard from our friends at Dairy Queen. Now Lugosch controlling the puck again. Dances up over center. Trying to cut wide on Workinson. Lets a shot go and scores. Sniper's goal there from Ebenezer Lugosch. And at 7:47 of the second period, it is now a 7-3 hockey game. Or pardon me, 6-3. No, I'm right the first time. 7-3. Goals coming fast and furious in this one, that is for sure. Elk Island, all sorts of offensive power. Now they get the puck into the offensive zone again, and Sobko looking for the wraparound. Stopped by Zaharkiw. It is loose in front. Zaharkiw getting the pillows on it, and the puck knocked back to the point. Not out. Winding up, there's another shot. Hits the defender in front, and Thiessen trying to clear. Gets caught up along the boards as both teams dig away for it. Just squirts free. Wranglers dish it down the ice. At center, picked up by Fourier, ahead to Kabelka. Lets a shot go just wide. Now the Wranglers skate that one up to center and dump it in. Elk Island moving it out of the zone. Sobko going to lead this rush. Turning into a 2-on-0. Sobko coming in. Time, space, shoot, scores. Hat trick for Mary Sobko. And it comes here at 8:55 of the second period. That's just great work. Again by Sobko using that speed advantage. Breakaway that turned into a 2-on-0 had the option to pass, elects to shoot. And when you've got a hot hand like that, that is the correct choice. Another one for Sobko. Now the 11th on the season. And it is a hat trick performance. Now one pushed into the zone. And they get a shot off, hit the side of the net. Kabelka battling down there. Wranglers dish it out to the sideboards, and they will get it ahead to Weeb. Weeb weaving and dangling, gets through two, shoots, scores! Now Alexander Weeb with a hat trick goal. And so both teams trading hat tricks here in the early start of this second period. That's again that little extra burst of speed to get around the defender, and then the shot low and to the far side. For Weeb, goal number 7. Sobko's total now up to 11. Wraparound try stopped by Zaharkiw, and Zaharkiw will hold on. And we'll get another faceoff inside the Vegreville zone. Our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast brought to you in part by Nutrien Ag Solutions. For all your farm input needs and cutting-edge technologies, visit Nutrien Ag Solutions in Vegreville. Harry Hill and Innisfree, proud supporter of Vegreville Minor Hockey. Farming for excellence. Now McLeod trying to get one to the middle of the ice. Vegreville gets it to the point, only for Purdy to blast one. Thiessen gets to it first in the corner. Trying to clear. Having a little difficulty here. The Elk Island Wild so good at keeping that puck inside the zone. Again, another attempt to clear, stopped. Swept away by the netminder. And controlling it, they get it to the front. Lugosch with a chance. This one's going to go wide. trying to get on the wraparound, only to have it knocked away. At the sideboards, both teams dig. Purdy in there. Puck has come out and will be sent down the ice. 9:10 left to go in the second period. Score now 8-4 in favor of Elk Island. The Wild trying to get out of their own zone. This time the puck taken away by Shedden, only to be stripped and now sent down the ice. Racing up to this puck is Kalita. Drops one off for McLeod. But this one taken away now, and the Wranglers do carry this one over the line. Gives their defense a much-needed breather here, but right away again. And the opponents from Elk Island over the blue line. Some good work in the offensive zone in this game for Elk Island. Good puck movement, being in the right spot. It's a shot from the side, going to squeak through. Tough one there for Zaharkiw. But that is going to be McLeod's goal. And it comes at 11:58. Sharp angle, and that one there, the netminder, Zaharkiw trying to pin up against the boards, left just enough space for a puck to go through, and that is the space where they put it. Now at center ice, it's going to be dumped back in by Elk Island. Wranglers trying to clear the zone. Calder going to keep this one alive. Pass to the middle, broken up, and now moved ahead. They were looking for Dixon. Just passed. Dixon races to get it. Tries to play it back to the point. That's going to get through the D. And shot back out. Again, Zobko comes in, grabs it, takes the shot that misses. Around the boards. Both teams battling for this puck. Elk Island trying to keep this one in the zone. They've been doing a good job of that all afternoon. Stopped at the point again. Cossey with a blast. That went off of the man in front and just skews wide. Now played around into the near side corner. And Ukraine, well represented here, getting this one. This one's going to get knocked back to the blue line. Almost picked off by Dixon. Back the other way comes Poirier. Puts it to the front. Now kick back out to the sideboards. Cossey is on it. Cossey shot going to be blocked. Moved along the boards for Dixon. And the Wranglers start out again. Dixon down the ice. Now chases after it. But not going to get there in time. Icing will be the call. Bring that one all the way back. 6:16 to go in our second period. Score remaining 9-4 at the moment in favor of the Elk Island Wild. Another faceoff coming up inside the Wrangler zone. And this one won through the slot area into the far side corner. Kabelka looking for a pass, but the Wranglers taking up the passing lanes. Coming in trying to help out. And both teams chase after it again as it comes to the point. Purdy keeps this one alive, and now a clearing attempt will get out to center. Caden King on it there. Carries over the line, but Strumalak was over, and it will be an offside call. So bring that one back out. 5:45 to go in the second period. And a big thank you to our sponsors this year, including Envy Boutique. The only Envy you need this year is Envy Boutique. with clothes for women of all sizes and a small selection for men, too. Looking Fabulous is the name of the game. Face off in neutral ice. One and pushed into the zone by Elk Island. Trying to go after a two here. Now they will get this one free. It's Lugosch takes the shot and another save by Zaharkiw. Another faceoff coming up. Again, just a reminder, after the conclusion of this game, we will have the U13 Wranglers on our airwaves. That starts at 12:30 p.m. in about an hour's time. And again, just a reminder as well, we were also meant to carry the U18 game at 5 p.m., but that game has been moved, and so we will catch up with the U18s somewhere else down the road. And instead, the Zabava Hour will air at its regularly scheduled time at 5 p.m., and it'll just be these two games here from this morning. The Wranglers do get this one out to center. Got it as far as the penalty boxes. Now it's pushed back in. Strumalak on it. Lets his shot go. That one's going to go wide. Meeting it is Jackson Orfino. Orfino tries to clear. Has a little trouble with it. Now second chance does get ahead. And Weeb carries it just over the line before it's forced back in. Both teams caught up in front of the Elk Island bench digging for it. It's going to be knocked down into the Elk Island zone. The Wild content to just take this in behind the net. They wrap one out to center. And with movement here, Kabelka puts it in deep. Strumalak on it there. Comes in on the wraparound. That one denied. Here come the Wranglers again. Got it as far as the blue line. Not out. And again, it's dumped in deep. Orfino on it here for Vegreville. Knocked down by Kabelka. Took the puck away. Played it around the boards. Now it comes back down low. Out to the sideboards. Both teams jammed at this one. And it will be knocked down the ice, though, by the Wranglers all the way down, and icing waved off. Vegreville trying to move this one back to the point for Thiessen. It's going to be intercepted by Kalita. It's pushed back into Vegreville territory. Now we get a whistle and an offside call. So bring that one back. 3:22 to go in the second. 9-4 is the score. Elk Island leading in this one. They've outscored Vegreville 4-1 in this period. And Purdy controlling the puck off the faceoff here for Elk Island. Goes for a skate to the right-hand side and puts it into the zone. There it will be collected and picked up by Cooper Axton. Axton trying to move this up along the wall, having some difficulty. McLeod stopping it at the line. Now pushed out to center by the Wranglers, only to get stolen and dumped right back in. They go towards the net. First one stopped. Second chance. Just going to go wide. What a glorious opportunity there. Now along the boards. Wranglers get the puck free. Push that one into the zone. Only to have it stolen by Mary Sonko and turn around. Sobko looking for a bit of room. Shedden catches up and a good stick check stops it. And this one's going to squeak through the netminder. A weird play there as it looked like it got through the legs of Zaharkiw, but not over the line. And now into the corner, going to be shot around the boards. Purdy with it at the point. makes the pass across and finds King. Caden King loses possession at the blue line, and now Dixon racing off after it. King. Oh, we had a body contact call here as Dixon got taken down. And it looks like the guilty party is Mary Sopko. So the minute 37 left to play in the period. A power play chance for Vegreville. Trying to get back into this thing. Face off to come inside the Elk Island zone. As a big 2 minutes goes up. And off the draw, clearing attempt was stopped. Second chance to clear, and they will do just that. This puck sent all the way down the ice. And it is some nice passing here from Elk Island. Now they're forced to come out of the zone. Carrying it back over is Cossie, but McLeod stepped too fast, and it will be an offside call. 1:08 to play in the second. 9-4. The Elk Island Wild leading this one. Another face-off in neutral ice. One back into their own zone by Vegreville. Coming back to chase it is White. Trying to knock it out of harm's way. Now on the far side boards. Taken away here. And moving in. There's a shot and another goal for Cossie as that one slips five hole on the netminder Zaharkiw. And this one comes with 19 seconds, or pardon me, at 19-19. Another goal there, make it an even 10-4 for the visitors from Elk Island. What a great second period from the Wild. Now the Wranglers push that into the zone. Immediately spat out by Cossie. Right back in by the Wranglers. Nice little move here by Dixon, but stopped. Solid save from Wilson. 22 seconds to play in the period. 45 seconds left of the penalty. Shedden out to take the draw. And Shedden wins it right to the slot, looking for Axton. Axton couldn't get the shot off. Now it's Shedden. Penalty coming up here and looks to be against. Well, now I'm not so sure here. We do have a body contact call. Looks like this will be against Vegreville as they've grabbed Cooper Axton. Bring him off here with 7 seconds left. And that power play is going to carry over. But 7 seconds of 4-on-4 here. And a face-off just to the right of Johnny Zaharkiw. Right off the draw, McLeod trying to get a shot off. Can't do it. Back to the point. Purdy with a blast. That one knocked down in front. Horn sounds. 40 minutes complete. And the score is 10-4 for the visitors from Elk Island. It has been a busy start to this one. Again, we can thank our great sponsors, including Dubuque Accounting, when the numbers just don't add up and all that crunching is giving you a headache. Call Dubuque Accounting. They make it all make sense. Our Dairy Queen Big League broadcasts. Game one of two today. We got a double dose of action for you. Following this, we'll have the U13 Wranglers taking on Kitsconti. But they will take a break. We'll get the Zamboni out. We will send it back to our world headquarters for a look at local news, sports, and weather. And we will rejoin you in just a moment with the third period. Keep it right here on Country 106, your home for hockey.